This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. State Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that it's seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu endangers hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us the move drew bipartisan criticism in Washington.
Senator Ben Cardin is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
What I see as a step in the wrong direction that's going to make it more challenging for us to get the parties together. There's always been an understanding the ICC is there to deal with countries that don't have an independent judiciary. Israel has an independent judiciary.
The United States' top diplomat says the ICC announcement complicates negotiations for a ceasefire in the conflict that began October 7th. Blinken told lawmakers the U.S. has warned Israel its offensive in the region could be deeply harmful to civilians. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports the U.N. says all aid deliveries to Rafah are on hold amid lack of security and supplies.
The U.N. says both its main agency for Palestinian refugees and the World Food Program have halted Rafah aid
due to ongoing military operation,
which U.N. spokesman Stefan Dujarric says has left the two programs without supplies for Rafah. The result?
People don't eat.
The moves came as the World Food Program warned the new U.S. peer project for getting aid to Gaza may fail unless Israel improves security conditions. Deliveries from the pier stopped Saturday after crowds looted aid trucks before they arrived at warehouses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The shutdown and seizure of Israel of an Associated Press video camera that provided a live glimpse into Gaza raised concerns about how a new media log